with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli forces have launched another raid on the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital after Israel says Hamas terrorists had regrouped inside the hospital. In a race where the outcome was never in doubt, Russian President Putin has won a fifth six-year term. Our military affairs analyst, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says it's not hard to figure out what Putin's top priority will be going forward.
I am concerned that he will jump on a mobilization of reservists much more than he already has in order to bolster his efforts in Ukraine.
McGinnis worries that such an action could drag the West to deeper involvement in the war in Ukraine. With gang violence continuing to worsen in Haiti and the U.S. evacuating American citizens, the situation in another Caribbean nation, Cuba, seems increasingly unsettled. Demonstrators on the streets of Santiago amid blackouts and food shortages.
Tensions have soared in recent weeks on the communist-run island amid a worsening economic crisis, but demonstrations such as this remain rare. In a series of posts on social media, President Miguel Díaz-Canel acknowledged the protests and said he was listening, but accused the United States of seeking to foment unrest. The government continues to blame U.S. sanctions for the dire state of the economy, but critics say mismanagement is behind the current crisis, the worst in three decades. In a recent sign of the seriousness of the shortages, the government has, for the first time, been forced to ask the UN's World Food Programme for assistance.
The BBC's Tom Bailey. Japan's prime minister says North Korea has fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles into the waters between the two countries. On Wall Street, the Dow, 97 points higher. This is SRN News. A Virginia church initiative is helping soon-to-be-released prisoners create supportive communities where they can rebuild their lives, starting while they're still in jail.
Inmates voluntarily join the chapel's classes, live stream services, and baptisms at the Chesterfield Jail. Chapel Pastor Brandon Samuel says they're supported after their release.
We have a Monday night Art in the Bible group, a Thursday night recovery group. Sunday morning they sit together, Sunday afternoon small group. So there's an entire structure. There's houses they live in. There's a lot of job programs. There's mechanics, construction. They're connecting them into meaningful employment.
Ex-inmates return to jail to minister and welcome new members into their community. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
House lawmakers in Mississippi have approved a bill that would define sex as binary. The bill follows the lead of Republican-controlled legislatures around the country that are aiming to restrict the legal recognition of transgender identities. This is SRN News. Many Americans rely on Medicaid, but there is a catch.
Often states try to recover the costs after the recipients die, and that could be a huge bill, even the sale of their homes. Uncle Sam requires every state to recover money from the assets of dead people who, in their final years, relied on Medicaid for long-term care. Now, critics want the feds to stop doing that because they say the program collects money from the very poorest people. They add, states should tell people they're putting their homes at risk when they sign up for Medicaid. Jason Walker reporting.
Ohio voters go to the polls tomorrow in a closely watched Republican primary. U.S. Senate candidates Bernie Moreno, Secretary of State Frank LaRose, and State Senator Matt Dolan are competing for the Republican nomination. More details at SRNNews.com.